That's a garbage pail or garbage can. The large ones we call the garbage can. The small ones, the garbage pail.
Yeah, that's the large galvanized
garbage
can. Okay, and the smaller one you call the
garbage pail. And the crude people call them slop buckets. And
okay. Do people call them slop buckets? I mean,
not around here, no. That's
not what a slop bucket is.
No, well,
no, I know, but the hill folk call them slop buckets.
Slop bucket is one of those things that they keep under the bed.
Yeah, I know. That's indecent.
Okay. Now, something used for preparing eggs, when the eggs are broke, if you call that a
egg breaking plant?
No, this is something that you heat the, you know, you heat the egg. You have a certain kind of egg. Like if you're going to have not a poached egg, but I don't want to say this. I want you to pronounce the word.
A poaching?
No, scrambled eggs. You'd make them in a what?
Frying pan?
Yeah.
To make scrambled eggs properly, you should make them in a double boiler.
Okay. Are there any other names besides frying pan that you...
Skillet.
Are both terms, what's the difference?
There is no difference.
Okay. Would you
but we usually call them frying pans.
Okay.
And the farm folks call them skillets often.
Okay.
Times.
Did your mother ever call it a skillet?
No, she spoke Norwegian mostly.
Okay. How about one that is run by, that is heated electrically?
An electric pan or electric fry pan.
And a heavy iron vessel with a large opening, a large opening in the top for, let's say, for boiling potatoes.
That was a cast iron pot.
Something for heating water for coffee or tea.
Well, that could be a pan.
Or
you mean like a whistling?
Yeah.
Or a teapot or a water kettle.
Right.
Well, that's what I call it.
And you have a table, you have a knife. That's what I'm interested. That's what I want. It's fine. A knife, fork, and a...
spoon.
All right, how do you usually pronounce it that way?
No, and I used to use a spoon on the golf course that was made entirely differently.
Okay, that's true. Yeah, that's where you would. Okay. And now you put cut flowers in a...
a vase or a vase, but I always say vase.
Okay. How about the permanent refuse construction serviced by local garbage collectors in Chicago? Usually made of concrete. They used to be made of concrete. They're illegal now, I guess, but they used to have... Did you have... what would you call that? I asked you this years ago. Do you have a name for it?
Sure.
No, what did we call them?
You don't remember?
You want him to say it?
Yeah.
Well, you say it.
What did we call them?
Well, I mean, you can... what?
Garbage can, what else?
The ash pit.
No,
that was in St. Louis.
St. Louis, we had ash pits, or...
that concrete thing with the...
yeah.
They had a lid on the top.
Yeah, that was a garbage can.
All right.
It was a concrete garbage box, they call them. With a metal top and a metal door in the bottom. Near the bottom.
Okay. After supper, Graham says, now I must do what?
Do the dishes or wash the dishes. And that's when her hands get the beauty bath because she uses ivory.
Okay.